What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Y'all Ain't Easy podcast. Let's go. And we going. Welcome to the Y'all Ain't Easy podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Darnell.
This is Rob, your boy Joaquin.
And your girl, Nisha.
Yeah. And we're excited about our podcast where we're bringing our conversations. Hold up. Forget all this, man. I'm so amped up today. I'm not done. I'm so amped up right now. Listen, for anybody out there listening, I don't want to be rude. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. If you haven't been listening to our podcast, check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Follow us at Y'all Ain't Easy_podcast. All right. Let's get straight to it. Listen, what's up, Rob?
I'm sorry. I feel like I want to hear a little getting jiggy with it or something to start. Can we start off with some summertime, some getting jiggy, something?
Well, you should have prepped me for it. Don't get me on air and then try to embarrass me like I'm not prepared. This is how Rob set me up. This is
how Rob set me up. You know, he came in here on one today. Anyway,
he sets me up for all his little friends that want to come at me. You know what I mean? On the side, I'm like, I'm going to get some jiggy with it. We're going to get that prep before we get up out of here, for real. But let's just check in with the crew. How's everybody doing? I know everybody's amped. You know, the Oscars came on, you know, 2 days ago. I know we're amped to get it in. So how's everybody doing? How's your beginning? It's early in the week, but how's your weekend into your days in? How's it been? Anybody?
My weekend's been good. It was good. Today was interesting. I really don't have much to say because I'm ready to talk. So yes. I'm good. Everybody else good? Everybody's good.
I'm great.
You're going to check in.
Go. No
good.
I'm great. What's up?
I'm good too. I got my M&Ms. I'm all good.
Hold up. Joaquin is back. For everybody out there listening, yes. Our brother Joaquin is back in the building. I don't know what a round of applause. I'm not going to hit the wrong button. Yeah, I'm not even going to do it.
Better not hit the womp womp. Not the womp womp.
There we go.
Gave me the remix.
Yeah. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. Everything good?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That's what's up. What's up with you, Rob?
I'm glad y'all got a woman on the show now, especially for the topics like this.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly, because I'm ready to go in. Because Renisha's been wilding all day. I couldn't wait. I saw the post. I said I'm not commenting. I'm not saying nothing because we're recording.
Yeah,
and we're gonna have this conversation.
I had to get people talking.
I saw it.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to catch the online interaction. Yeah, you should have told me to log in when I'm on the phone and working. I didn't know you guys were online too.
You can't multitask? I do it at all.
That's funny. Rob can see all those interactions, but don't interact with the text message that's going on.
I have so much to say
about you playing the victim right now. Let's get into it. Let's go, Rob.
We all know what the topic of the discussion is going to be. Everybody's anticipating that everybody's conversation is going to be about the Will Smith and Chris Rock interaction at the Oscars. If you're thinking that we weren't going to do it, you're mistaken. We definitely, because in my mind, just personally to me, that this interaction was more than just a slap. You know what I mean? Everybody's talking about the slap. For me, it's more than just the slap. And I'm going to get into it on my end. But I guess we might as well break it down. We might as well listen to what took place yesterday.
Yeah, let's hear that. Let's get it started. You know?
Here we go. The hardest job tonight, Javier Bardem and his wife are both nominated. Now, if she loses, he can't win. He is praying that Will Smith wins. Like, please, Lord. Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow.
How do you get?
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Man. Should've knocked your head off.
Out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Yo, West Philly in the building.
Yo, yo, we, yeah, hey,
Thug Will.
Hey, he laid the foundation, and that was that. So
he said, "I'm going to."
He said what he said.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
What's crazy, Robert?
Yo, I'm walking into this, and it's clear that the three of you, the way y'all are clowning Chris Rock right now.
Yeah.
Keep Chris Rock's name out your mouth.
No. I'm not clowning.
Keep Chris Rock's name out your mouth.
I'm not clowning Chris Rock, nor do I condone any type of slapping or anything like that.
Nah, he needed that.
Yeah,
yo,
but that's what I'm saying. It, to be honest with you, I come to a point when it comes to a grown man and when he feels like, or anyone grown, when they feel disrespected, I learn to never tell them how to react.
Yeah.
Never tell them how to react, because in my mind, this whole thing with him, for him making that joke to Jada about the G.I. Jane, it's because of the way she looked yesterday at the Oscars. And for people that really follow the Red Table Talk and follow Jada, they know that, you know, with her having that bald look, it's because of her medical condition to alopecia, for anybody that's following. So there's a reason why she's bald. She didn't just, you know, we know her for having her short haircuts, but being bald is something totally different. But at the same time, we don't know what Jada and Will goes through with, you know, with her emotions with this at home. So you can't really tell a grown man how to react. So, but I don't condone the slapping. But anyway, let's get into it. How we felt about what took place last night. Who want to go first?
Robert.
I'd like Nisha to go first, please.
Oh, you want me to go first?
I mean, you had a lot to say all day. We might as well just keep that going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, the short end of the stick is, I don't think Will was right. I don't think Will was wrong. I think that Will's human. I also think that it was deeper than maybe the comment. I think a lot of the built up public embarrassment and all that stuff that's been going on, it's just built up with him. So I feel like he ain't really dealt with that. And then to come on to this show and have another grown man, you know, try to throw a shot and embarrass your wife on live TV.
Childish.
That's a man looking at another man literally embarrassing his wife, regardless of how small it may have been to most people. And we're not going to hide behind the fact that he's a comedian, because he's also human and he got to grow away from that. Like, everything ain't funny all the time, right? Mm-hmm. People got to stop doing that. And it is a serious thing. Black women especially have a real big attachment to our hair, right? Our hair is a big part of us. So when you have to lose your hair involuntarily, that is a big deal. Like, so much so that, like, I literally need a surgery right now, right? And it's not a life or death thing. It's more of a nuisance. So, like, but the surgery is a real invasive surgery. It's almost like brain surgery. I have to have neurology. Like, they have to move my brain over. Like, things like that. Mm-hmm. In order to do the surgery, they have to shave a complete side of my head from the front to the back. Mm-hmm. I have not had the surgery for two reasons. One, because the risk outweighs the benefits and it's not a life or death thing. But two, very close to one, is the shaving of my head. Like, I will go probably into an anxiety fit. I will probably fall into a depression if I have to, like, be forced to change my appearance by shaving off my head. So we have that when it comes to Black women. And then to have a medical condition, a reason why your head has to be shaved, and to have publicly expressed how you have been depressed behind it, how it has affected your self-esteem, how it has really changed you, and then to have someone use that as the butt of their joke in front of a gazillion people, yeah, the embarrassment is there. And her husband had a right, as he should have, to say something to him. Now, I'm not going to condone the smack, but if that's the level of disrespect that man felt, I'm not going to argue with how he dealt with another man disrespecting his wife. Like, I can't control that.
So I see this different. I mean, well, first off, major respect to you for sharing what you're going through. I appreciate that and respect that, right? I can't say I understand, because I'm not a female, but I can sympathize with what you're saying, right? That being said, let's not act like Chris Rock is this reckless individual who is out of touch with his own culture, who doesn't understand, or because I saw people saying you got to protect Black women, you got to protect our queens, which I agree with, right? Chris Rock, I don't know if y'all remember, Chris Rock is the one who created the movie Good Hair. Do y'all remember that movie, Good Hair? And Good Hair was a movie that talked about the importance of hair and Black women and how they relate to their hair and what it means to them. And he brought that forward to the world after his daughter came forward and opened up about, you know, some insecurities she was having about her hair. So the joke, whether you agree with the joke, if you felt like it was insensitive, you felt like, you know, he should have used some different material, you know, you can't say it came from a place of hate from Chris Rock, who has used his platform to push forward a positive narrative about Black women and Black women in their hair. Like,
nobody
specifically.
Nobody, you know what I'm saying? So, it was a bad joke. No one said he hated women. I haven't heard. I didn't hear anyone say that he hated women.
A lot of people have been saying that was completely insecure. I mean, I would protect Black women. How could he do that? Another man tearing down Black women. That was not that. It was a joke that was probably inappropriate. Right now.
But he's always joking about his own people.
He's a comedian. No.
He's actually a comedian, but they're not. He finds everything funny. Other people,
to me, he's a clown.
But you can't pick and choose when you want to have your stuff talked about. She got a thing called the Red Table where they're putting out their own stuff and talking about it.
The Oscars, you use the Oscars to throw a jab at me when you know I'm struggling with that as an insecurity? Like,
Chris Rock, this is not the first time Chris Rock has hosted an award show.
It's not the first time he came at the Smiths either.
It's not. They're in the front row of a thing. But let me get this out though.
This ain't Chris Rock comedy show either. They need to adjust these rules, because I feel like that's also inappropriate. I think the comedians hosting shows is cool. They should keep the jokes on the stage and as it relates to the show. But acting like you're in a comedy show and then going through the audience and picking up people at these types of shows when they are supposed to be uplifting people, and then you're joking and talking down on people. That's me though. But you see my post. I don't like comedians for this reason. They don't know how to shut the fuck up and turn it off. So I don't think that's a place for it.
It's a comedian.
I don't care. Just because you're a shooter don't mean you can go around shooting motherfuckers. Like, you're a comedian. You can't.
Everything. So we're just gonna get rid of comedy now.
Wait. Now I gotta jump in. Now I gotta jump in. That's crazy. Now, one point I gotta make. What you saying that he created that hair? That's a fact that he did. But that's also ridiculous that he made a movie like that, but making fun of a woman on an award show because of her hair. No. But the reason why he made that comment is because of the way she looked, because of her hair and her outfit. If you look at the way Jada looked, was the same the way G.I. Jane looked in the movie. So that's the reason why he referenced that. Now, when it comes to comedians, it's not about taking out comedians.
Is that an insult?
Well, this is the problem. When you make references like that and you don't know how she ended up having a bald head, then what you get as a repercussion is on you as a comedian. Because comedians have an obligation too, not to just run their mouth, but also do your homework on what you're talking about. And if you want to make jokes about everything, then you get the repercussions.
I think they hide disrespect within their jokes. They hide a lot of disrespect in their jokes. Like, everything that is funny, like, doesn't need to be said in ways where it has to be clowned. I just don't think And no, I don't think that you should take comedy away. I personally don't like comedians. I didn't say that they're not funny, and I didn't say that some of the things I don't like listen to. I just feel like, and that's the only reason why, because I feel like they don't have an off switch. They're funny all the time. They feel like everything is a joke all the time, and it's a time and place for everything. That's a saying for that. Like, there's a time and place for everything. Like, there's not exactly. Every place is not a place for you to pick out people in the audience and then make a joke. And like Donnell said, you don't know.
Is that place, Renisha? It's been known. It's historically known. The opening monologues for those, for the award shows, the Emmys, the Grammys, the Oscars, that is the place where they do that every single year. And it's always been that way. It's always
so jokes. Like, I haven't seen them pick on anybody who had a medical illness and they use that as the butt of the joke.
You're doing that. Okay.
I don't believe he didn't know.
He knew.
I mean,
it's possible. It's very possible. So I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying, me personally, I don't believe that.
Yeah, I mean, I personally don't think he knew. But this is the problem, though. As being a comedian, regardless of what it is, what you say, sometimes you do have to suffer the repercussions. It's not, there's no staple of saying just because you're a comedian, you get away with everything. You don't. Because if you look at online and stuff, there has been comedians that got punched in their face, you know what I mean, because of, and got talked to. You can go look it up. Airy Spears. But
I don't disagree with y'all about the fact that the joke was poorly timed and he shouldn't have made it. Knowing everything that happened, yes. Now, here's the larger issue that we haven't got to, right?
Mm-hmm.
The response to the joke, right?
Will was laughing.
I didn't even get to it. Go ahead. Go ahead. See what
Will
you want to say.
Will was laughing at the very moment that Chris started to talk about Jada. Right? When he started to talk and mention Jada, you can see Will slowly, his smile fading, but you can see him turn to his wife and you can see Jada's whole face of it, her, the look of embarrassment was on his wife's face by the cause of another man.
Okay.
In front of him, right?
Okay.
As a man, because you didn't smack the dog shit out of somebody, doesn't mean this man ain't gonna smack the dog shit out of somebody. And your response to the way someone may have said something is gonna be different than someone else's. And neither one of y'all should be right or wrong. It's the way he responded. Like, I'm not condoning or saying again, it was right. I'm saying I'm not about to question how that grown man responded when defending his wife. I'm not doing that. I don't want nobody questioning my husband on how he defended me. Don't do that. Because if he didn't defend her, then it would have been something else. Someone would have created or caught it, and something would have went viral about how he sat there and let him say that. So he wasn't going to win one way or the other. That's it.
Mm-hmm. So, if I could just please finish that statement that I wanted to make, right? So, again, so Will chose to go up on the stage, right? Live and physically assault, let's call it for what it is, and physically assault Chris Rock on national TV, right? Yeah. He wasn't forced into that. He wasn't in a lion's cage and he had no other options to protect Jada Pinkett. He got to get out of this lion's cage so he beats up the lion. That's not what happened. He made a conscious choice to go onto the stage and assault Chris Rock, right? Yeah. We all can agree on that, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
So to me, what Will Smith
attacked the hyena. That's what he attacked.
What Will Smith represents to me and to a lot of people, right? Will Smith has always been the epitome of class, right? Will Smith has always been like a strong force, I feel like, in the Black acting community, right? Mm-hmm. He's opened a lot of doors. Right. As has Chris Rock in the comedy realm of things. Right. I'm disappointed in the way that Will responded. I think had Will voiced his displeasure like he ended up doing after he smacked Chris Rock, if he was in his chair and said everything he said, keep my wife's name out your mouth. It's awkward, but I can respect it. I can respect it different because he's vocally saying, yo, I don't play that. And he's
I'll kill you on that one.
On live TV. My issue with Will Smith in this situation, I don't agree with him physically assaulting Chris Rock. And I'm going to tell you this, and I said this earlier, and this is going to raise some hairs. It's going to cause some problems right now on this podcast, I'm pretty sure. And I'm sorry because I'm amped up right now, right?
Let's get it.
Yo.
Now, I'm disappointed that Will Smith smacked him. He should have punched him.
Let me get this one point. Let me get this. Whether you want to acknowledge it or not, Chris Rock and his response, his class in that moment of being hit, saved careers last night.
That's what he did.
I totally disagree.
It saved careers last night because had Chris Rock done what all of us likely would have done if we were hit in our face at the Grammys on national TV, and we know how hard it is for Black actors and actresses and to get their credit and their just due, right? This was the first Grammys that was ever produced. It was this first Grammys that was ever produced by a Black man last night. This was a historical moment that Will Smith chose to go up there and put himself before everybody, right? So he smacks
Chris Rock ain't no Black man to me. He's not no Black man.
No. I'm almost done. I promise you I'm almost done. My thing is, because y'all keep cutting me off, I just want to get this out.
I'm sorry.
I just want to get this quick out. So, again, Chris Rock saved careers. Had he gone out and had the fight, and those two men were standing on that stage fighting in front of everyone, millions of people watching, their careers would have suffered and arguably would have never recovered from that. Chris Rock taking the high road after being literally smacked in the face was one of the bravest things I've seen a man do, a person do, right? I don't
People's have the, done it before.
The way we do what he did. He was that stunned. Was a brave act by Chris Rock.
I mean,
night.
Got caught on video.
I can respectfully say that, you know, and I said it here, that what Chris Brown did to finish up, I mean, that Chris Rock done to finish out the, you know, his whatever he was doing. His segment was to interview and to do some war, but I also thought it was dope of Will Smith that they smacked him, that he's dapping up the people that's going to, on the stage to accept the award on behalf of Chris Rock. But
that was dope.
That there's a different level of power in that room, but that's not the point. The point is, I don't condone slapping. It's cool that Chris Rock finished off doing his thing. It showed he was more stunned than anything. He had to take some time to get back to himself. But at the same time, listen, as a comedian, you do not have a pass to say whatever you want. If you think you can walk around like that, I don't care if I go to a comedy show, I know what I'm going to. But if you get too disrespectful, then you will suffer the consequences of what can happen. Like, it's no different. If I went to a comedy show and it's me and my wife and the comedians on stage, yes, have your jokes, be funny, whatever. But if you get to a point where you're too disrespectful to my wife or too disrespectful to me, then anything can happen. Like, you don't get a free pass. You got to have some type of respect at a certain point, too, that you can't just say anything, especially when it comes to somebody's physical appearance and you don't know what caused that physical appearance. You're stupid to make comments about somebody's appearance when you don't know if they're sick or something like that. Yeah, comedians do it. Uh-huh. There's other ways you can do it to not really be that offensive. You know what I mean? But if you decide to do it, what happens, happens. No one feels bad for you because what the thing y'all always wear, I'm a comedian. If you don't like it, then don't come to my show. That's totally fine. You say something out of line, you can get punched in your face. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. There's a level that you just can't go to.
Nobody here is saying he was right for the joke.
Nobody's I didn't say that either. That.
So you're sitting there saying he made this joke. It was insensitive. It was wrong.
No, I didn't say that. I said I'm talking about as a comedian. You do not have the right to say whatever you want. So, but if you feel that way,
let's be honest. As an American, you do. As an American, you can say. Yeah,
but this is my point. This is my point. This is my point. You have as American. Oh, but listen. But Americans got killed for saying whatever they want too.
You got, that's a consequence.
You know what I mean? They got but beat the hell up for saying whatever they want to. That's what I'm saying. Suffer the consequence. Right, don't cry about it. Don't cry about it. It's crying, not no poor.
The one that kept crying was Will Smith's ass that went up there. And
well, can we talk about that? Can we talk about that? If you actually been following him about to this. No, no, no. If you've been following. Hold on. Let me just get this out.
Come on now. Come on, if, Rob. You let me if, down, bro.
Nah, man. Let's talk
hold
about
on,
it.
Hold on. Let's talk about it. That's what's up. But if you've been following him with the course of this movie, you can tell he's very emotional when he talks about this movie. And that was even before the Oscars. So I knew that people were going to sit there. No, 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 no. I knew people were going to run with this because he has a certain tie to this actual movie that he really respects the bravery of Serena and Venus's father and what he's done. He get if you go look at other interviews, I promise you, Will got emotional on him. That's why I'm being honest. You got to do your homework. But at the same time, Chris Rock caught him at an emotional moment. He suffered the consequences.
That's some bullshit. But,
yeah.
Right? Because what he did was wrong Darnell, and then he played the victim. We talk about homework.
Yes, let's do homework. Let's do homework.
Because I've been doing some homework.
Let's do it. I want to hear more about what you actually know. I want to hear facts. I don't want to hear your opinion at this point.
You want facts, Darnell? I'm going to give you facts.
Let's go. Let's go.
Will Smith released a book recently, right? He released sold over 1 million copies of a book, done really
yes,
well.
Yes, he did.
And in his book,
you want me to Will go get Smith it for you?
Said, please, you can put it up. I don't care. You can read it out loud all you want to do.
That's
you
what's up.
Do whatever you want to do. With
I just want
it,
you
right?
to know that I got it. Okay, go ahead.
Go get jiggy with it. Go get jiggy with it. So let me tell you. So Will Smith in his book talks about feeling and always having a feeling of insecurity. He said, I've always felt kind of like a punk, right? Throughout my life. He said, I always felt that way. I've always had that insecurity. He said, because I watched my mother be abused. She was in a domestic violence relationship, and I felt like I couldn't do anything to try to help her or try to save her.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm not in any way trying to shame Will Smith for that. The reason I bring that up is that he was honest and he was transparent and he was open about how he as a man feels many times about himself, right? So an insecure man, whether you're Will Smith, whether you're Rob, Darnell, Joaquin, whoever, is going to make decisions sometimes that are rooted in insecurity, right? So last night, he felt like as a man, he had to defend his wife. And the only alternative he had was to go assault a man, to go claim his masculinity back and defend his woman. Because he talked about, I am a defender of my family.
Yeah.
Like, bro. There were so many other things that Will Smith could have done to defend his wife last night.
But he didn't, though.
So what he did was an insecure act to go strike Chris Rock. The person who came away from that looking like the masculine man, the one who came away from that with class, was Chris Rock.
Boom. Anyway, listen. All right. So if I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to put 1,000% honest with you. Okay. If I went to a show and I knew my wife had a medical condition, all right, and it's something that she's feel very down about, insecure, whatever. We have crying nights about it, whatever. And I went, and then someone just blatantly just started talking about it, and I know that she has some insecurities about it, I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I'm not going to pull you aside and I'm going to do it. What?
You're going to punch the man in the face.
I'm not going to slap him. I'm definitely going to punch him. Absolutely.
Punch him.
Right hand to God.
I might kick
right hand to God. Yeah. It's nothing else to talk about.
I mean, that's your personal choice.
Yeah.
That's your purpose. Like I said from the beginning, I'm disappointed in Will because to me, Will represented something different. He represented
he still does.
Family. He don't represent
human, like being a human being. I think this is the problem. So another one of the arguments that was on the post was the fact that, oh, I'm surprised that Will, because that's not his character, right? He plays but nobody knows Will's character. We know what Will shows us. Nobody knows turned up Will. No one knows angry Will because we're not in his everyday life. We don't deal with him in those manners. We don't know. This could be not so normal, but not like abnormal to Jada and his family and people who know Will. It's like that to us. But the other thing is people are always constantly holding these celebrities to these high ass standards as whatever they want them to be, like somebody that they look up to, somebody they admire, all these things. When that person shows a little bit of being a human outside of their role in these perfect like positions that people have placed them in, because they didn't do that. Everybody who is a celebrity ends up becoming automatically some sort of a role model, and it's thrown upon them. And you people decide to look at Will as Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and, you know, all the characters he plays in the movies. No one knows Will Smith as like who he is. So his response, while it was crazy to us, we don't know how nobody else felt who really knows him, as far as whether that was whack or, you know, out of character for him. But at the same time, I think it just, it's hard to tell a man how he's supposed to respond to disrespect. Like, I just feel like that's just the bottom line. It's really hard for me to tell you that because you dealt with something different, you're more man than this man. So that's crazy to me. Like,
I respect what you're saying, right? But really, here's the other part of this though, right? And I respect everything you're saying. So like, after working for decades, right? Towards the happiest moment of his career, right? Will Smith, like he exposed the entire world to how unhappy he truly is inside. To me, that's what I saw last night.
Because he made an emotional mistake?
No, not only that. So like, you want to say, all right, Chris Rock did that, blah, 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 blah. He said whatever, you know, maybe he would have apologized, right? What we do know is that Will Smith accepted, and that was the other crazy part. After you assault the man, his ass should have been escorted out of the damn, wherever they was at last night. He should have been escorted out, right? Because if me or you ran on that stage, Darnell, and we struck somebody, we ain't sitting down 10 minutes later receiving an award and they're giving us applause. So that's one thing I want to say.
Well,
that,
he had
right?
a whole bunch of people in the room. That's so, why.
Yeah. But he still would have been, we would have been arrested.
That's
that
a fact.
Right?
That's
we a definitely would have been arrested, right? So then when he has the opportunity to come back, right, and accept his award, I have an issue with how he did that. And let me just quickly get into that. This man, and I'm going to say it, and it's going to offend people, and I don't care. I got to be honest with you. I love y'all to death. I don't care if this offends, okay? Will Smith chose to play the victim at that moment. He evoked the name, like, of God in that moment to say God has created him as a pillar of love and protection for his family, right? He tried to spin it into, you know, I'm crying right now because I'm emotional for Venus and Serena and all of these people. Will should have said, I did not like the joke. I was upset about what happened. My response might have been over the top. I apologize to Chris for assaulting Chris, right? But I'm going to protect my wife at all costs. And in the moment, I felt like that was the right thing to do. But in retrospect, I should not have placed my hands. I would have had But instead, he played the victim and he hid behind God.
I don't think he played the victim at all. I think one thing that's different is that when you're watching, everyone can give a whole bunch of opinions how someone should react. But when you're actually in the moment and you're on a high, your brain runs all kind of ways. You don't have time to think about that. Right now, you're not apologizing to the man you just slapped. You're just trying to get through the night, calm down, you know, get your thoughts together. You end up winning an award, so you're going on stage with a whole bunch of emotions after you just slapped a comedian on stage. So it's just too much stuff going through your brain that you gotta think about, and he's not trying to really take it from the reason why he's up there, which is the movie about Serena and Venus, and it's that mainly about their dad. No. But
man, Darnell, he took it away from Venus. He took it away from Serena.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
The moment he was supposed to smack that man.
No, that moment still happened. Is it that the public? No. That moment still happened.
The ass was only there in the first place because of that movie. He chose to take that away from them when he smacked Chris Rock in the face.
No. He made a statement. Everyone to be aware now on what they say, especially when it comes to Jada and Will's in the building. I think you'll be a little more because I mean, let's get how many times Chris Rock is going to mention Jada or anything about Will Smith? You didn't have no material. You didn't rehearse. You didn't do sound check before you got up there. Everybody else is reading from a prompter, but he wants to get off the script. And what happened when you fall off the script? You get slapped in your face. Like, why it's different. Who?
Why he ain't smack all these other?
Come on, man. You don't know what happened behind doors. What is the difference between August Alsina and Chris Rock? They're like the same size.
Jada. Why he didn't smack 50 Cent? He could have smacked a lot of people.
For what?
Why he didn't smack them?
For what?
Why he didn't smack them?
For what?
Nah, man.
Who made? Which one of them made? Which one of them made fun of something that they didn't already put out there? Well, since Chris Rock trying to, what do you slap him for what? They made fun of the whole entanglement thing. They're fine with that because they put that out there. What did they slap him for?
He made a song called Entanglement. He's walking this earth with a clean space.
But do we know what the agreement was with their open relationships? Oh, wait.
Come on, man. There's a lot of wills.
Nah, man, that ain't going to work.
There's a lot of wills.
That ain't going to work. That ain't going to work.
A lot of wills. Uses.
That didn't work. I was about to go somewhere. I ain't gonna do it.
Will Smith's a grown man.
Yep.
A grown man who made a decision and a choice. And I think he's like you said.
Both of them are grown men.
Chris Rock made a decision to
use that man's wife as the butt of a joke, and then the response to that was Will smacking the shit out of him.
He made a kid's decision.
They were
Chris Rock is a kid, yo. He's a clown. He's a dummy, dog. He laughed at his own joke.
Far from dumb. Chris Rock is far
dumb, dog. He's dumb.
But he didn't.
Far from dumb.
He didn't make a smart decision. Like he could have kept it, you know, just do the normal thing, kept it on there.
But
he looked at the way she looked, and then he made a bad decision, and then he just paid for it. But it's mainly looking at
someone else's wife. Everybody's wondering, like, oh, if that was so and so, would he have smacked him? I mean, if that was someone else's wife, would he have decided to use that as
it stings more and it brings more attention when you're talking about like a Will Smith or a Jada or you know somebody famous, you know. But
somebody famous who is about that life though. Like
Will's about that life?
How do we know that?
I said would he have done it if to someone who he knows has a reputation of being about that life?
Now
like
we got,
a Snoop Dogg or you know what I mean?
I gotta go to Rob for a second. I gotta go to Rob for a second. I gotta go.
Dog, that's one smack that we know. That's like saying all these rappers is gangsters because that's what they rap about.
And
like,
they're not gangsters. They're not. They're not. They're not. I'm not going to call names, but I've been at a show where I worked where gangsters that were pretending to be gangsters on TV got punked from people on the street and did absolutely nothing. Are we going to talk about that? People that pretend like they're gangsters are not really gangsters. I'm telling you, it's all a facade. It's not real. Not saying everybody's not a gangster, but all that stuff that you see on TV is not what it is when people get confronted on the street. And we've seen it time and time again. Now, Will Smith's story about feeling like a punk for not doing something because his mother was getting abused or something, it's not the first time that story's been out there from other stars, actually, that complained that they didn't do nothing growing up because their father used to beat on their mom. What kid really did something when their father was beating their mom? That doesn't make you a punk. That's just something personal with him.
You're getting that narrative.
No, but you were running with that narrative. No.
Like I said, at no point in time am I shaming that man. He gave you a glimpse into how he fails as far as his masculinity. That's his words. You asked for facts.
That helped you bring your reference as if he was like, he was not really about that life, number one. He's a... Come on. You just said he's not about that life.
I questioned Renisha because I thought she was trying to say Will Smith is the biggest gangster in West Philly. I was clearly wrong. She clarified what she was saying. And I was wrong. That's all I was saying.
But you don't really know what someone has to show you how gangster they are, like beforehand in order to find out. You find out after the fact.
Will Smith. Of all the people in the room, you know what? Come on, man. I'm not doing this shit with y'all. Of all the people in the room.
Then get it out. Makes sense.
Will Smith was the one to smack someone in the face.
Yes.
Mr. I'm jiggy with it.
Yes.
Partying it. He's with it.
Thinking that he was the first person? The first person that come to mind? No. But was I surprised that it was Will Smith? No.
No. Like, I can see Will doing that.
Maybe it's me. So this is my thing. I swear to God, before people are anybody, I hold this in my regular positions, like at work, things like that. People are people to me first, right? I do not care about celebrity status or none of that. I don't put none of these people up high. I don't idolize nobody. I don't look up to nobody. So when people do what they do in their personal life, I'm not disappointed. These people don't, I don't know these people. Like these people, like didn't raise me. Like I grew up on watching them and, but they didn't have like, they didn't raise me. So
people
like
think
for me Shug to be
nice
disappointed,
gangsta, but he got knocked out a few times too.
But for me to be disappointed,
he was the biggest gangster everybody was talking about.
The way
some
man who I don't even know personally reacted because of how I feel about him as who he is in the characters that he plays in movies, because that's what it is, right? Because nobody
what
knows
what he represents. What he represents to me was more than that. I think he cheapened himself, and that to me is hurtful because of the respect of what.
How does
what
that dim his respect? Because he had an emotional moment of somebody saying something about his wife. That's crazy.
Wait, so now we're gonna just go. So everybody, just because they are who they are in their personal life, that means they don't hold value to people, and we can't see them in a certain light.
You do, but
them. Wait, we can't praise them. So we should never praise Barack Obama for who he is and what he represents for Black people. We
and you think never he's never made no mistakes? You just don't know about it yet.
No. When the Martin Luther King, I don't want to see your asses taking Martin Luther King Day off no more, because we can't praise nobody.
My job is closed.
Wait, hold on, time out.
I work my job.
Your way is not my way, and my way ain't your way. What do you mean? I still hold him in a high regards because I don't care that he slapped Chris Rock. What does that got to do with me?
No, Renisha, because you just sat there and said.
These celebrities holding them into a high regard to the point where their behavior affects me. That's what I said. I don't care what I'm like Darnell said. This did not change my image of Will Smith, not one tiny little eensy beansy bit.
It was because that bad that now.
I don't. What he does as a man on his personal, like, I can't. Like, I didn't judge him for sticking around with Jada and all that. I didn't do the same with her.
Because he damn sure judged him. He can't say nothing about that. I know that.
So I don't know. I guess that's also why I don't really, I be not understanding where people be getting super defensive and ready to go to war for these celebrities in these comments. Nah. Because it be like, dog, they don't even know you exist. And you over here ready to end a whole friendship of 30 years because my opinion is different from yours and you think your opinion is better than mine. What kind of shit is that?
No,
like,
God,
everybody has an opinion. I didn't say my opinion was the end all be all. Like, that's what it is. I'm saying that's my opinion. That's how I feel.
I'm on here getting disrespected because of celebrity.
I respect it. But you can't tell me that, you know, or me or anyone else who says I hold Will in high regard because of what he represents and the avenues that he's created for people, right? In a field where our people, Black people, have historically been ignored and overlooked. Right. So here he is, one of the greatest actors of our lifetime. And whether you say we should give him his flowers or not, right, he represents a lot to Black actors.
Still does.
Hey, right? Rob, what did the hand say to the face?
I'm done. You know what? Log me out of this.
Wait
a minute.
I don't know why he's against Will Smith and he look like the motherfucker.
I love Will Smith. Oh,
yo, hold on. Time out.
Listen,
I don't got no disrespect for Will Smith or Chris Rock. Chris Rock, your comment was untasteful. I mean, you didn't know about her, the reason why she looked like that. That's the reason why you shouldn't always be making you made fun of the way she looked in her hair and her bald head. That was a stupid mistake as a comedian.
That was
stupid, though. I'm not even going to lie.
It's
like but
assuming a woman with a big belly is pregnant. Like we spoke
exactly.
About
like, and he did that. And trust me, like, you don't never know what can happen when you dip in that water. He decided to do it. He got whatever. Listen, I'm not saying Will Smith is right. I don't have no disrespect for Chris Rock either. I mean, Chris Rock. I don't, you know what I mean? I like them both. But I don't care. Hey. I don't care. This is not the worst thing in the world. Who knows? They probably already talked to each other already. Like, I don't care. But what I do care about.
Movie. Nobody said nothing when Buddy Love done slammed the daggone piano door on top of daggone.
Hold on.
Chappelle head on.
That's
on
a fact.
Professor.
That's a fact. But this is the problem that I have. Now, when it comes to these two celebrities, I get on here and I get disrespected by my brother. Now, that's what I got a problem with. He's telling me he don't care what offends me, who gets offended. This is ridiculous. Feelings, now, you want to talk about somebody riding y'all for a celebrity.
Rob chose violence today when he came on the podcast. Rob just was like, I choose me. Violence. It's what it is.
Just I'm don't smack me.
Everybody's
just-
neck.
Just please don't smack me. That's all. Don't assault me.
Don't assault me.
No, I have enough to control my emotions with somebody
charges.
I know.
I'm not Chris Rock. I wish Chris Rock did press charges on his ass. Last
Chris Rock knew he deserved that shit. That's why he didn't press charges.
That's exactly why.
Nah, he would. Nah,
been,
I'm not even gonna lie.
The first Grammy in the prison jail.
Nah, yeah, let's be honest. Chris Rock was in shock. He didn't really know. That his joke was going to go, you know what I mean? Because at the same time, even after when you hear it, he said over a G.I.
Jane
joke? Really, bro? Like, or whatever the heck he's, really, dude? Or whatever he said. But
when he got smacked, he thought he was talking about a documentary.
Yeah, because let's be for real. He didn't think he was going to get smacked. He allowed Will to walk up on him. He thought Will was going to do, he didn't know that. But you know what I mean? I would have probably stopped my track knowing that he left himself that open and really didn't like it. So, but I don't know. But I just don't know what I would do. I just know that something would happen. That's what I'm saying. It's not going to be a talk. I'm just saying it's not going to be a talk. Like I felt like in the moment, when I really think about it, I would have probably just went up there like I was playing football and just straight picked him up off his feet and put him on his back. That's so what I
you would have sucker punched like Will did, is what you're saying.
No, that's not a sucker
Will
punch.
Sucker punch. Will was right in his face.
Punch. That was a sucker punch.
I mean, he didn't punch him. I think he smacked him.
If it wasn't a sucker smack, then it was a sucker smack because you could see Chris Rock's face, and I'm glad Darnell pointed that out because that was another point I had in my notes, right?
Mm-hmm. Will Smith cocked his hands back and it sat there for a little bit.
Nah, he walked up to him. He walked up to him. They gave him applause. It was not clear what Will Smith was going
to
do.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to lie to you.
It was quick.
That's a fact.
You, Chris Rock is not from the hood, dog.
Yeah. I mean, it.
You see a nigga walk up to you, Rob, and you see his hands cocked back, all the way back on some, I'm a pimp, a nigga, and you a prostitute.
It didn't get a chance to really think, though,
and
bro.
And then you just get that smack. And then you go, nah. Oh.
You don't get enough chance to think with now. That type of smack. He came up too close and then just like, he like moved his body before you see his hand was moving. So it was kind of crazy.
I will definitely say that I absolutely agree to the point, and I made it on maybe another post because I don't think it really came up too much on mine. But when we talked about him, the way Chris handled the situation, like never took away. Again, I don't have nothing against neither one of them, so I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? Like I'm not taking away from neither one of them. Mm. But I do think that he was definitely shocked. I think when he finally realized he really did just get smacked by Will on live TV, that he was internally pissed, right? And I do think the inside of his body was hot like fire. And I do think it took every piece of muscle that he had to stay that calm and be able to carry on and continue. So definitely kudos to that, because it is very hard to have that type of restraint and not respond. Like usually the immediate reaction when someone hits you is to hit back. Like it's not usually to pause. You know what I mean? It's like whoever it is, you just get hit. You know what I mean?
He took that turkey.
He did. And I do feel like he was like the bigger person in that. Like you did say, I did wonder like what would have happened had he did hit Will back.
He had to do the bigger
person. You know what I mean? Like it would have just been, I think he was the bigger person by not.
He got slapped on national TV. You had to be the bigger
person.
But
the way Will walked away, he was.
Nah, like
No. Hold on. Wait.
He could have hit his ass back.
Wait. Hold on.
He could have
Hold on.
He could have turned that stage up.
No.
He could have turned that stage
It wouldn't have worked out well. No, but listen. When someone slaps you like that on national TV, you literally got 5 seconds to think less than that to do something. You're going to either stand there or you're going to do something. Other than that, as time fades, it's over. He didn't do anything right then and there. So his only choice was to not look.
To be classy, Darnell. To be classy.
Yeah, for him not to walk off to look like a punk.
Yeah, okay. Will was still talking. When Will was like, you keep my name, my wife's name out your mouth. Like, as he was talking and saying that, Chris could have been making his way to him.
But he wasn't going to do it. He wasn't going to do it.
Because he didn't feel the need. So I don't think he was scared.
No.
I don't
think it was the look.
I don't think he was scared.
I think he felt like it wasn't
worth it. I wouldn't say he was scared.
I do feel like he think that it was. I think he probably. I think he knows that shit was. Will's reaction was deeper than. So Will's reaction, I will say that also. Will's reaction was deeper than the comment that was made.
Agreed.
To Jada.
Of course.
That was a lot of built up, like I said, shit that was happening with them. And that just kind of tipped him over the top. So he didn't get hit off the strength of just what he said to Jada. I think it was impacted by built up anger that he's been dealing with his wife publicly, the embarrassment that he's already feeling. And like you said, he kind of had to feel like he had to save face for his own self. Like, I've been being dragged. My family's been embarrassed for a grip in the public eye, right? I've been on these shows. All this stuff has been out. Now we're out in this award show, and this man is taking shots at my wife, who has also publicly expressed this. I just think it all happened.
He drew the line.
They didn't go through all of that. Yes. That wouldn't have been Will's response.
Yeah, he drew the line.
Renisha. I agree completely, Renisha. But some of that was done to him by his wife. And I saw a post where you said, well, how? She didn't have to take that shit on the red table. She didn't have to drag that man.
He didn't have to come. Drag. Well, don't do that.
Did you see his face?
He didn't have to be there.
He didn't have to.
Look what that was talking about. What was his face supposed to look like?
Wait, listen. At the end of the day, so you can't pick and choose when you want a public, when you want to be a public figure.
August did that. Is the one who laid out and publicized the shit with them. Will knew about it.
How many messy side dudes or side chicks are there out in the world that try to expose somebody? Every couple don't need to go out on Facebook.
Every couple ain't Will and Jada.
And have a conversation. Every couple ain't Will and Jada. And say, you know what? Let's address this for every. Let's open up our door in our bedroom.
Almost
and
every. Have a lot of
so
celebrities.
Everybody could be a part of it. They did that shit to themselves.
They did.
He drew the line yesterday. I mean, it, to be honest with you, I'm not even going to lie. As people, I don't know how to say it. I just feel like we can, when people put stuff out there, we have a right to say whatever we want about it. That's not true. And if you felt that you're a human being, that you can walk the world and feel like you can comment on anything that's out there, then suffer the consequences for it. I'm like, I don't even understand what the, you can't, I see so many things. Does it mean that it's my place to comment about it? Mind your business. Okay, you seen it, read it.
I think that if you don't want people's two cents about something that's personal to you, then you keep it personal. As soon as you decide to put it on a public forum, like a social media place, then you make people, it's open for public opinion. If once you put
right,
it
that's
in a
fine.
Thing,
that's
like,
fine.
I won't
you
put
can,
nothing on a social media.
It's the disrespect that comes with it, though. That's different. You can say
that's
what
different.
Say whatever you want, but sir, you can't cry wolf like after you get punched in your face and get slammed on your neck. Say what you want. You're a grown person. You felt like you can say what you want. You can comment on whatever you want to. Suffer. Don't cry about it if something happens. If you just feel that you can say whatever you want, like I have enough respect that I can see things going on. I know where to go, where not to go, what to comment on, what not to comment on. It's really not my business. I know about it because it's in the public. But if you get disrespectful with it and you can't blame, oh, I didn't know this. I don't know that, because you feel like you can say whatever you want. You can't say whatever you want. If you feel we're in the U.S., you're the land of the free. Bull S. BS. You ain't in the land of nothing. You ain't in the land of nothing. If you think you are, then go ahead, walk the streets and let's see,
like,
what happens.
I feel like that was addressed towards me.
No, it was. It was. Don't feel. I'm telling you that it was.
No, I mean,
you didn't care if I was disrespected when you said something. You made that clear.
We don't like facts around here. So, you know what I'm saying? I guess that was meant for me.
Nah, but at the end of the day, I'm just saying. I don't have no disrespect for none of the men. What happened yesterday is what happened. It was a reaction. He drew the line to me. That's all I see. He drew the line. They allow everybody to say something, everybody to make comments. They draw it out. I don't care. They keep talking about it until they feel that it gets old. But he drew a line on something, and Chris Rock suffered the consequences of it.
I want to hear from our listeners what they think.
Yeah.
You know, we voiced a lot of opinions about this.
Yeah.
I'm interested to hear from our listeners, and let's have some conversation. Cause I really feel like, you know, I just want to know what they got to say.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that Will Smith did say, you know, love makes you do crazy things. You know what I mean? So it made me think of the song.
Excuse.
You know, I don't know if y'all know this song, when I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that. It made me think about stuff I wouldn't do for my love. You know what I mean? Listen, you draw the line for, you know, my family, my wife. Hey, you get whatever you get. I don't even care. I don't care about the after talk. I really don't care about that. I'm disappointed in Darnell. I don't care about that. I don't care about that. I'm disappointed in Darnell. I don't care.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Go ahead. You disrespected me earlier.
For anyone who knows me and has known me for a period of time, unquestionably, I will ride for my woman. Now, will I choose to do it in a way that he did? No. I have cut off friends. I have stopped talking to family that has even fixed their mouth to have an inappropriate word about my wife. And I would do it again, and I haven't had any regrets. But I just think that there's a different way to you don't have to stand up every time being physical. You can be a leader. You can be masculine. You can protect your wife, your kids, without always having to be physical.
All right.
Now, there are times where you
that's
need to
the
be
words
physical.
Of Rob.
Wait. There are times that you need to be physical.
What times
there
are those?
There are times where you need to be physical.
What times are those? What times are
someone,
those?
If someone
when is it okay for
wife,
you to be physical?
If someone assaults my wife,
okay.
Physically assaults my wife, if someone physically assaults my children, okay? Those are situations where I will absolutely take everything in my hands to physically to protect my family by any means necessary.
Okay?
But you having words saying, I may pull you aside. Yo, the fuck? I'm sorry. Excuse me, y'all. I'm sorry.
Like,
don't talk about my family like that. Don't talk to my wife like that. We're going to have some words. And how you choose to handle those words may lead to a physical altercation, right? But what I'm saying to you is you can be a man without having to automatically, physically go there.
Now I feel like you disrespected me. Hold on. Listen, I'm going to make this public announcement. This is Darnell from the Y'all Ain't Easy podcast. I'm going to just say this right one way and one time and one time only. If you disrespect my wife, I'm going to get physical with you. If you say something disrespectful, call my wife out of her name, I'm going to get physical with you. There's no talks. There's no one-on-one.
You're going
there's
to
none
jail,
of that.
Darnell.
I don't care.
You're going to jail,
then you
Darnell.
Should. You okay, so that says something about
I'll
the person on the other end. Have respect. I don't care if it has to do with anything. If your alcohol made you say it, you just don't know how to anything that you will suffer the consequences. You will learn to.
So wait. I got to challenge you. I'm sorry.
Please
I'm
go. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm really trying not to, y'all. I'm really trying not to.
You already challenged me already.
What Darnell is saying right now is, dude. So and you say anything disrespectful to my wife.
Yes.
I'm going to physically assault
you. Yes.
So I'm going to put our livelihood at stake, at risk. I'm going to put my employment at risk. I'm going to put our future at risk because I can't deal with you physically saying something about my wife.
No.
That's what you said.
You can't physically
say.
No, you.
No.
I said don't disrespect my wife. Like people think you're not going to get away with the think you can say whatever you want. Listen, anything you need to say, you just be nice about it. Like, I'm just saying, if you disrespect her, call her out of her name, I'm going to get physical with you. There's no time for, hey, I need you not to call her out of her name, all right? I'm not doing that. Like, if you know me and you have respect for me, you wouldn't even do it. Now, if it's a stranger that I don't even know, it's automatically going to happen.
Listen,
I done went through things in my past that I'm not going to I'm not going to take any type of disrespect. That's all to it. You can disrespect me. That's cool. I can go. But my lady is just off limits. That's all to it. Anything else you want to challenge me about, Rob?
Nah, man. Hey, but I will have bail money for you.
Thank you. That's what friends are for.
Definitely got you.
That's what friends are for.
Definitely got you, bro.
That's what friends are for. I make sure it don't happen multiple times in a row. I'll space it out. That's respect. That's respect. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to just go up. Rob trying to make it seem like I'm going up and just beating people up. I'm not doing it.
No, you said that.
I said that. Okay.
You said
anyway,
that.
I said I'm going around beating people up. All right, cool. That's what's up. What else is going on? That's it?
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
at the end of the day, it just makes you think what you would do for your love. You know what I mean? Love makes you do crazy things. It is what it is. Love makes you do crazy things.
If y'all see Chris Rock out there,
it's live.
But I know one thing.
I
know one thing.
Chris Rock out there smacking.
Oh, can I ask y'all a question?
No, so just
really quick before we go.
Hold on, 2 seconds. Did I just say? That right there, Chris Rock is going to last with you forever. That's that's going to be in everybody's jokes.
You're right. It is.
No, when it comes to jokes, it's going to go in Will's favor versus Chris Rock, but we'll see. Some things travel with you in your career. It happens. It happens to the best of us. Don't
People might joke and clown Will for the actual actions. So.
Before it happens, there are going to be
hard. I've seen mad Will memes today. I haven't seen that many Chris Rock memes.
Really? I seen the hand. I saw the hand.
The memes weren't that bad, though.
Will jokes. A lot of Will jokes.
Did y'all see April and Taye Diggs reenact?
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Craziness.
But no, quick question. So I heard or seen that there has been talks about Will's violation of the rules and code of conduct and ethics of the award show. And it has been mentioned, I don't know if it's been mentioned from actual people who make the decision or if it's been speculated throughout just the comments, but people are saying it's possible that Will could lose his Oscar. So do y'all think that he could lose it? Y'all think that they would go as far as taking it back?
He was willing to risk it all when he stepped on stage.
I think so too, but I was just wondering if y'all think he would even do it, and if so, what does it?
I don't think he'll care.
What does it really mean when you already won it? Like, what does it mean when you already won it? Like, does money come with that? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I think there is like a code and rules that if you violate something, it could get pulled.
Yeah, it was a no violence. It was a no violence.
Don't forget the Oscar actually gets mailed to you. The Oscar, you don't take the Oscar home the same day. Those Oscars are props. The Oscars get mailed to you. So they still have time to, like, say yours is pulled. And yeah, I'm rightfully, I don't think he would make a big deal at it all. I think he would accept it as a man. Yeah.
He already won it. So for them to take it back, I don't think it would mean
no, that means something when they pull it.
Already won it?
Yeah, it means something when it's pulled in the
books. I know it's a big deal because you don't have it, but like to know, like, that you actually did win it, although they pulled it, like you did earn it.
That's kind of.
I know that it hurts because you know you earned it, but I don't think that he's going to be affected in that way himself. I don't know if they're going to do it, but I don't think. I think he didn't care.
That kind of falls in the same line. Yeah. When you do something, like, isn't it like the same thing? Well, whether it's like in sports or whatever, if you do something in violation, it just gets pulled, even though you know you won it. You ain't getting it. It's going to be, you know what I mean? It is what
but
it is.
Isn't that what happened with, what's his name? The football guy who killed the person who got the record thrown out at the end, Hernandez.
OJ. OJ.
I know you're talking about Aaron. Remember
one of his charges. They like after he was dead said he wasn't responsible for it or something like that.
That's crazy.
But we all knew that you kind of was. So one of those things. Like nobody is gonna care. Like. He really was. Like nobody cared that it was a technicality.
Will should just be happy he's free.
It's a technicality.
He should be happy about it.
Well, I guess we'll leave it there.
Happy don't got smacked.
Yeah. We don't condone violence though at the end of the day.
No, we don't.
Regardless of how Rob trying to make me look like a bad guy. Let's, unless it's necessary. Know, Rob paints a lot of narratives about me, but we'll let it ride.
Say a word about you. Go ahead.
He likes to put emphasis on it, you know what I mean, to make sure he didn't misunderstood, even though he understood what I said the first time. But it's
we
cool.
don't condone
playing
violence.
The victim well. You playing the victim well.
Now I'm Will. Let me get off before I get disrespected even more. It's crazy. This is what happens. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. We just wanted to give our takes on, you know, this conversation did lead to some other conversations regardless, you know. It's important to talk about, you know. We do got to control our behaviors, but sometimes things do get out of line. It does. I mean, we're not going to act like it doesn't happen. It does happen, you know. But Will Smith, you still the man in my eyes, you know what I mean? Chris Rock, you know, yeah. You the man too, man. Just be careful out there. You got it. At the end of the day, Chris, he got a dangerous job, man. You never know what can happen. Like, let's be for real.
He definitely does.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Will is, you know, he's in the public eye, but we never know what happens when you go to these shows. Like, you just got to be careful. You know, some people may not be in their right mind. That's all I'm saying. But, you know, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you didn't do too bad and get too crazy on here. But please make sure you follow us,
Robert,
on our Instagram.
Dan Robert today.
On Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, @YallAin'tEasy_podcast. Please make sure you email us at @YallAin'tEasy@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. You can also listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Other than that, thank you guys for listening. I'm your host, Darnell.
This is Rob.
Boy, Joaquin.
And your girl, Nisha.
Peace.
Hey.
Yeah. Ha ha ha.